Hello, everybody. Today is August 14th, and we are praying for persecuted Christians. And I wanted to read Matthew 5, 10 through 12, when it kind of talks about what it is like to be a persecuted Christian. And Jesus is preaching his Sermon on the Mount, and he actually gives us a different perspective of persecution. It says this, starting in verse 10 of Matthew 5. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Jesus is giving us a countercultural way of understanding persecution. What Jesus is saying is that we will all face persecution of some sort or another, and Jesus was persecuted himself. And what Jesus is really saying is that he understands and he is with us in the midst of our persecution. But not only that, we have brothers and sisters of Christ around the world who are being persecuted much more than we are. People who are in countries that are closed off to the gospel. In fact, many Christians every day are giving their lives for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so as we begin today, we are going to pray for all of the Christians who are being persecuted all over the world. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for showing us a way to understand persecution that is countercultural to the world around us. In fact, our world teaches us that we are supposed to avoid persecution at all costs. But as we follow you, we will inevitably find persecution. And so not only do I pray for us as we may face persecution, but I pray for the believers across the world who are being persecuted because of your name's sake. My prayer is that you would receive the most glory for their persecution, that your name would be made great among the nations because of what we may face through our persecution, and that you would give believers all over the world the strength and the understanding to weather the storm. And those people who give their lives for the sake of the gospel, Lord, I pray that more people would come into the kingdom of God because of their sacrifice, because of the way they live their lives, that more people would understand and know the truth that is found in the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have a good day. Go in peace.